Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Icy Attitude 2014 from the True Off My Chest subreddit. It is a story which you may have heard on other places, but there is a new update to it as well. So if you do want to skip parts of the story, timestamps are always down in the description and along the timeline below. Thank you. And it's titled, I'm worried that my husband's comments to my sister, 25, may have driven her away. I've known my husband for 6 years, been married for one. I moved across the country for college when I was 18, where I met my 24 husband, 25. I've only been back a couple of times over the years, mostly for holidays, but my husband had never gone back with me until we ended up moving back to be closer to my family. Since we've been back, I've been trying to get closer to my family, especially with my sister. She was in some bad relationships and cut off contact with me and my parents for a few years. But she's back now, and I'd hoped that we'd be able to build a relationship. I had noticed that she'd not been coming over to my place as much, not spending as much time with her family. And then a few weekends ago, she asked me if we could talk. She said that she felt she wanted to let me know that my husband had been making comments and saying things to her that she thought were inappropriate. My sister is gorgeous, beyond beautiful, and she's always attracted attention, even from married men. My husband had been making comments about her body and her looks, compliments, but ones that made her feel uncomfortable. During Christmas, he told her how attractive she was and some stuff about how lucky her boyfriend was. Since then, she's been trying not to be around him as much by not coming around as much and was afraid of how I was going to react if I found out. I was obviously really upset, but I told her that I understood and that it wasn't her fault and that it wouldn't happen again. My husband and I ended up in a fight when I confronted him about what she had told me. But eventually, he admitted that he'd said most of that stuff to her. Even though he tried to pass it off like he didn't mean anything by it, I made it clear that he wasn't to say anything like what he said to her again, and that he'd apologize for his inappropriateness. He agreed with everything I asked of him. I let her know about my conversation with my husband, and that he'd apologize whenever she felt like hearing it, but she's still not been coming around to family events. I'm so scared that his comments have driven a wedge between my sister and the rest of us. She and I hadn't talked for a long time until I had moved back, and I've been scared that something is going to make her want to leave again. He didn't mean anything by it. We all knew exactly what he meant. He's complimenting her body, her looks, and generally making her feel uncomfortable, telling her that her boyfriend is lucky. So we've already got creep-ass level behavior and the disrespect towards you at the same time as well. I'd be out of that situation. That's some weird-ass behavior. Alice in Reverse says, everyone is telling you that your husband is a creep. Stop defending him and let that sink in. He's married to you and still openly hits on your sister. You have to know if he's shitting this close to where he eats. It's not the first time. Take the blinders off already. Dahlia Darling says, you saying that he's been hitting on her sister is the absolute correct verbiage to be using in this situation. Hope he keeps saying that he was making compliments to her sister about her body and looks, which mildly implies a sort of tameness to the actual act. Like no, her husband hadn't simply been complimenting her sister, he was in fact endlessly hitting on another woman, who also happens to be her sister, which makes it all even worse. And hitting on someone else when you're in a relationship isn't borderline cheating. Like some may argue, it effectively is cheating on your partner. Just like if it was a woman repeatedly hitting on another man, despite having a husband waiting. Everyone would immediately identify that woman would be in the act of cheating on her spouse. A user says to OP, "Why are you not more concerned with your husband wanting to fuck your sister?" OP says, "I am, believe me. I was crying for days when I found out, but right now, I'm just scared of losing my sister because of my husband, and I don't know how to fix it." The user says, "If I were her, I'd see you as inextricably tied to him as long as you're married to him. I'd imagine the knowledge that you stay with him despite this won't exactly make your sister trust you." OP says, "That's what I'm afraid of, and I don't know what to do about it. Splitting up with my husband the only way to keep my relationship with my sister." And Tucker says, "As a married man, I do not comment on the appearance of any women unless my wife directly asks me. This doesn't mean that I don't find other women attractive. I am human. I'm dedicated to my wife though, and save my compliments for her. If your husband is bold enough to do that to your own sister, I promise you, he's doing it to every woman he finds attractive when you aren't around. I don't always remember to wear my ring when I leave the house, but I always remember to act like I'm married when I leave the house. I had a 20-something attractive woman try to give me a number a while back, and I just said, 'I'm flattered, but my wife would be really upset if I called you tonight.' It's easy to not be sleazy." So 12 days later, OP comes in with, "I was honestly so surprised by the amount of responses that my original post garnered. I tried to read everyone's thoughts, and I just want to say that I'm really grateful to everyone who offered some perspective and took the time to share their thoughts, even if they were upset with the fact that I was handling everything in the wrong way. I wanted to update anyone who was interested in the state of everything right now. I feel like I'm going to be making people upset and angry, but I'm just trying to work out all that has happened in the last few weeks. I'm hoping that I can eventually wrap my head around the situation and make better choices. One of the things that many people said is that my husband may have said or done more than my sister had told me, and that she's feeling unsafe and that I've betrayed her. This thought is what has gotten to me the most, and it's been weighing on my shoulders. I'm struggling very hard with what to do next. The main update I have is that my sister and I have been talking. She hasn't been responding to most of my messages and calls since the last time that we had spoken in person, which is when I told her what I talked about with my husband. The last message I sent her was one that asked if she wanted to get lunch, which was the day before I posted. She ended up answering that a couple of days later after the post and agreed to have lunch with me. When we met up, she acted very normal. She seemed very much like her usual self, very bubbly and outgoing. I honestly can't tell if she's actually more upset and bothered than she's appearing. Her birthday is coming up at the end of this month, and she wants to have a girls' trip all weekend away, and she wants my help planning everything. She seems excited about that, and as far as I can tell, she's behaving as if everything is fine. I didn't know if I should bring up the situation with my husband, but I ended up asking her about it again. She reiterated what she had told me before. He complimented her on her looks and her outfits in a suggestive way, and had said the thing about her boyfriend being a lucky man. She said again that she was mostly concerned with how I was going to feel about it. I didn't ask her if she felt unsafe around him. I feel now like I should have, but at the time, I was still afraid that she didn't trust me and might feel like I was putting her on the spot. During lunch, I asked her what she would think if I left him. She repeated that her main worry before coming to me was causing issues between my husband and I. She told me that she didn't like my husband and didn't think he was a good guy, in general and especially for me. I'm still worried about her, that she feels threatened and afraid of my husband. But right now, she's acting like she's okay with me. I'm hoping that if things continue to seem normal, we can continue to talk and she might open up more. Since that lunch, we've seen each other several times. I made dinner for my mum last Sunday, and she came over to eat with us. And then we did some planning for her birthday. Again, she's still acting if everything is normal, but I'm still incredibly worried about her. The other thing that happened is that I started sleeping over at my mum's house. My mum has been having health and mobility issues. I've made it difficult for her to do a lot. I had been trying to do as much as I could for her, but she's been needing someone around more full time. I've been so overwhelmed these past few months, driving over to her house every day to drop off food and do the things around the house that she needed. I'd already been considering finding someone to stay with her until she's back on her feet. After everything that happened and what I read in the last post, I talked to her about it. She agreed to let me stay with her in exchange for helping her out more. My mum's extra bedrooms are used as storage, so I had to spend last weekend uncluttering a place to sleep. But one of my sister's friends came over to help me clear out the room, and I've been staying here since then. My husband figured out what I was doing and asked if it was because of what happened with my sister. I told him that I wasn't lying about wanting to help my mum more, but that it was a part of it. He was pretty upset, but eventually let go. Right now, my primary focus has to be on helping my mum and bringing my grades up. In grad school, and I've been too anxious and upset over the last few weeks to concentrate, and I can't afford to let my GPA slide. I'm also trying to be available for my sister whenever she wants to talk, even though things appear to be stable with her right now. I'm still really anxious over what she might be thinking and feeling. It's a lot, and I'm really struggling with figuring out how to balance everything right now. My sister has been really helpful, and so has her friend. My sister brought dinner for me and my mum this week, and her friend left some frozen meals for me to heat up when I'm too tired or busy to cook. He's also going to help me get my mum to her doctor's appointments this week. I'm scared to admit that I still don't know what to do about my husband. I got so many messages and DMs from people that were upset that I hadn't left him yet, but I'm still just feeling too overwhelmed to really come to terms with everything. I'm just trying to get through the next month. I've got midterms and my sister's birthday, and then I feel like I can take a breath and take some time to figure out what to do about my relationship. It's very hard to think clearly right now, and I hope that the space between my husband and I is going to help and not hinder that. My husband is extremely upset. He's been calling and texting night and day with all the same questions that I couldn't answer in my last post. I feel bad that I don't have any answers for anyone yet, but unfortunately, I'm still trying to figure it out. Again, I know there are so many people that are going to hate me for this, and I'm sorry, but I'm still trying to wrap my mind around everything. And personally, and we do have another update in a second, but personally, I wouldn't hate OP for the way that they're feeling right now, dealing with all these kinds of emotions and everything that's going on with their mind. I can't hate OP for something like that. It's difficult. Not for all people, obviously, but for some people, it's difficult to like OP says, get your head around all these things. And you need to take some time to evaluate the situation and move with a proper plan forward, especially if you don't have the tools to deal with those. Some people like myself, I've learned a lot about emotions and feelings and dealing with situations from reading these stories, believe it or not. And we all have to learn these things from somewhere. We're not born with these tools. And especially if you've been in a relationship where certain things have been normalized. We didn't got too much on OP's past history with this relationship, but it sounds like if he's making comments about the sister so openly like that, and the sister has confirmed that he's not a great person, it's kind of saying it all, really, isn't it? And it does make me think, what is going on in the background of this relationship?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
But a couple of comments from the update before the next update. Adventurous Basis says big change can be scary, but honestly, if your husband felt comfortable making those types of comments with your sister, then probably it's the tip of the iceberg. I think you're making the right moves. It's also to take you time. You don't have to rush to leave him and set things on fire. Sometimes people just need time to process, plan, and execute, and that is okay. You are showing support for your sister and your mum, and have out your husband on notice. None of those things are small things. Be proud. Ubi says, I didn't see this comment until today, but I just wanted to say thank you for this. At this point, I don't think that my husband and I are going to reconcile. I don't have a plan beyond this, but I don't see us getting past the things that have happened. Thanks for your perspective. I really appreciate you putting your thoughts here. And a final comment from Beneficial Remove, who says, if my spouse had behaved that way towards anyone, I'd be calling divorce attorneys. Behaving that way towards my sibling? Burn that bridge. He's a creep. It feels like you're excusing it because your sister is very conventionally attractive. It's like you're gaslighting yourself. You're normalizing abnormal and predatory behavior. Most men do not drool over and hit on their sister-in-laws, no matter how beautiful they are. Think about it. There are lots and lots of famous models and actresses who are considered the most beautiful women in the world. Many have happily married sisters. I'm pretty sure the vast majority of those husbands are not being creeps around their gorgeous sisters-in-laws. Your husband's behavior is not normal. I really don't care how apologetic he is. He's only saying it because he got caught and called out. He would have kept it on the down low forever if your sister hadn't said anything. I'm pretty sure at least part of the reason he's trying to smooth things over with you is to stay in proximity to your sister. You met and married this guy when you were really young. Chalk it up to a start of marriage, learn your lesson and move on. You're 24 and in grad school with a great family. Don't let this albatross of a husband drag you down. And then a month later, OP gives a final update and says, I wasn't planning on making another update post, but I got a couple of comments and messages today, so I wanted to put out my final update. My husband and I are going to be splitting up. Like I said in my other update, I went ahead and moved in with my mum to take care of her for a few months, hoping that time apart would give me some clarity about everything. And like I said in the previous post, my husband didn't really like that at all. We've probably fought more over the past month than we have in our entire marriage. Then, during one of our arguments, he ended up saying some awful, nasty things about my sister. And at that point, I didn't want to go any further with him or the relationship. I'm still at a loss of what to do next. One of my sister's friends got me in touch with a lawyer, and it's been overwhelming. I've still got mother and grad school in my job, so with divorce on the docket, I'm just trying to keep my head above water right now. Also, I just want to say thank you to the people who gave me encouragement and wanted to give me some genuine guidance. And absolutely good riddance to that guy, and fair play to you, OP. Like you said, it's overwhelming, it's crazy, it's a lot to deal with mentally. But I think it's something that just had to happen within this relationship. It felt so unhealthy, especially when the sister was coming in and saying, you know, he's not a good guy. But all I can say now is lean on the people around you, the people that love you, the people that support you to help get you through this time. And I'm sure they will help you through it. But Disney Buckeye says, I'm sorry you're going through this, but I'm happy to see this update. I don't think you'd ever have been able to look at your husband the same way. Divorce is hard. It's messy. It's emotional. It gets worse before you get better. And it can be embarrassing because you're telling a stranger, your attorney, everything about your marriage. Lean on your friends and family and take it one step at a time. One thing I did that helped me, I made a list of things I needed to do and then crossed them off when I finished them. Added to the list all the time, but it made it more manageable. Plus, I could see the tangible results when I was despairing about whether or not I was making any progress. You can do this. And OP said that was the final update, so we can only take their word on that. So I only wish you the best for the future, OP. I hope, you know, when that divorce is through and the fog lifts, you see that you're a free person again to do what you want and you're out of that relationship, which did sound incredibly worrying. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story, which is from the Am I the Asshole subreddit. It doesn't have an update as yet. It's from LazyCheesecake4424 and says, Am I the Asshole for refusing to cover my scar and wearing a bikini as it triggered my friend? Absolutely not. We stopped the story there, but we'll check it out, just see what happens. I, 24 female, had a cancer scare a few years back and had a biopsy done on my upper leg. The scar has faded now, but it is still fairly noticeable and about 7 centimeters long. Thankfully, it was only a scare and nothing came of it. For a while, I was insecure about it and stopped wearing skirts or tight leggings where you could see the outline of the scar. But now that I'm accepted it's going to be there, I started to wear whatever and realized nobody cares about it apart from the odd question. We went to the beach yesterday, as a friend group and I wore a bikini. I was excited to get a tan, and my friend Anna brought her other friend Dana, 25 female. I've met her before, but don't know her very well. However, I do know she started a fundraiser for her mum, who is fighting cancer right now. Dana's family situation is quite difficult, as her dad passed away recently, and her mum has stage 4, and Dana is juggling a lot. I came earlier than Anna and Dana, so I was already in my bikini when they joined us, and Dana was nice to me and asked about my new job. Then Anna went to say hi to the others, and Dana mentioned my scar and recognized it was a biopsy. She asked if I could wear a beach cover-up, and it was triggering to her and insensitive of me, as I know her mum is going through it right now. I said no, I'm here to get a tan and the cover-up will ruin that, and Dana didn't say anything, but didn't talk to me for the rest of the day. Today, telling me Dana told her what happened and while she's agreeing Dana's comment was weird, I should have given her a free pass as she is not in the best place mentally right now. I said it was really weird, and no, I wouldn't. I genuinely don't think I'm in the wrong, and think she's being really weird about the situation. Obviously, if I'm in the wrong, I will apologize. We've covered many, many stories with various triggers throughout time on this channel, and you know, the outcome that's generally there is, you know, you're responsible for your own triggers. You can have empathy for the situation they're going through, and you know, I absolutely do. Their mum having stage 4 cancer is it's a nightmare. It's heartbreaking, it's painful, and it does mess with you mentally as well. So I totally get that side, but asking you to cover up your scar, you know, it's just not on. But Patter says, not the asshole at all. While I feel for her and what she's going through, it's absolutely not okay to ask someone to put a cover up on due to a scar. If someone has a trigger, it is their responsibility to handle it, not everyone else's to change for them. You're at the beach, it is completely acceptable that you wear your bikini, and good for you for not letting your scar deter you from what you want to do. Bulbasaur Ranch says, not the asshole at all. It's ridiculous that she expected you to cover up like that. The triggers are her responsibility to manage and not have others accommodate to her. If the scar is too much for her, she can remove herself from the situation. And Canadian Cutie says, not the asshole, you had a cancer scare and that's why you have a scar. Her asking you to cover up is weird, and like she's saying, only her family matters when it comes to the effects of cancer. Would she ask someone going through cancer treatment to cover up? Someone is bald, does she ask them to hide it because it's triggering? She doesn't get a free pass just because her life is tough right now. And a lot of the comments were basically the same, saying the same thing over and over. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love. I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. No, no, no. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Drink some water. Brush my teeth. Get out of bed and I stretch. Bed and my hair is a mess. Look through my clothes for a.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.